The GOP budget would cut income taxes by $3.5 billion, or about 15% for most taxpayers. That includes a tax cut for Wisconsin's top income tax bracket, covering people who make more than about $300,000. Republican Senator Howard Markline says Wisconsin's surplus was created by taxpayers spending more than they needed for government services.
So I think it's very appropriate that we return some of that money back to the taxpayer.
But Democrats, like Mark Spreitzer of Beloit, attacked Republicans for rejecting plans to spend more on programs like child care and school safety.
You put the priorities of the wealthy over the priorities of Wisconsinites.
The Assembly is likely to pass the budget tonight, which would send it to Governor Tony Evers. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.